Begin the current daf, Masechta Tzchuchin daf Tzadi Hei. Begin on the bottom line of Tzadi Dalma Beis. The Gemara continues on the theme of the previous daf, which we had discussed in explanation of our previous Mishnah, regarding a differentiation of different communities. Some communities, they would announce that day that there's a treifa in the marketplace, where the butchers were all Jewish. However, there were all types of vendors, those of Jewish and non-Jewish. And they would announce that today there's a problem of treifa. So then that day they wouldn't buy from non-Jews. But generally, since the meat's all coming from Jewish butchers, if there was no announcement, they would buy from the non-Jewish vendors. Then there were some communities, they didn't make an announcement. So then they would never be able to buy from the non-Jewish vendors because they weren't sure if that day there was treifas that they were selling. So on that theme, says the Gemara, Hu tabacha d'amale l'chavi. There was a certain butcher who said to his friend, as a continued type of tzadahim and aleph, Yehavis payasis minoi, if you would be appeased from me, meaning if we would be on good terms, because they actually hated each other, miloi safayloch mishur shel patim d'avdi etmol, don't you think I would give you from that deliciously fattened ox that I had made yesterday, and that I had slaughtered and I sold to people? I didn't, because we're not on good terms. So the friend said to him, Achli mishufri shufri, I actually ate from the best choicest parts of that meat. So the butcher said, where'd you get this from? I would never sell to you. Amalei said to him, Dezavin plain, Yerevi kachavim, that non-Jew, he bought from you, Vesafi li, and he gave me meat from that which you made yesterday. So the butcher said to him, Treyavdi, there was two oxen that I made yesterday. Vahu treyfahava, that was the non-kosher one. That's why I sold to the non-Jew, and you ate non-kosher. So Rebbe said as follows. He said, "Bishvil shayt zeh, because of this fool, sha'asa shalayka hagen, that he acted inappropriately, where he's saying that he sold non-kosher meat, a treifa, to a non-Jew, which then that non-Jew is going to sell it in the marketplace, which is not permitted, like we said, if it's a place where, obviously, this other Jew bought from that non-Jew, and in that situation, we say that that's only when they make announcements. And this guy was selling it to the non-Jew without announcement, because had he made an announcement, then his friend would never have been misled to buy from the non-Jew. So because of this butcher, who obviously acted like a fool, Anu Nesa Kol Makaylan, do you think now we're going to make all the meat in the marketplace forbidden today to buy from non-Jews? No, absolutely not. Because anyways, most of the meat is from the Jewish butchers. And since there's halach of rav of the majority, so we're still going to assume that it's kosher meat. So although that there is some type of what's called a flaw, reis over here, because this guy's saying he did sell treifa yesterday, and they say, you thought you got kosher, good kosher meat. You actually ate non-kosher. So because this guy acted inappropriate like a fool, that doesn't tell us now that everything else is problematic. We're still going to assume that the other meats in the marketplace today is kosher. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Litame, this that Rebbe had said goes according to his reasoning elsewhere. Yamad that he said, Makulin, if you have this meat marketplace, which is in the city, V'tabach Yisrael, and it's the butchers are Jewish who supply the meat that is sold by the vendors, then basa nimtza b'yad ovi kechavim, then the meat that's found in the hands of the non-Jewish vendors over there, that they buy their meat from the Jewish butchers to then resell to the consumers, where most definitely the non-Jewish vendor himself didn't slaughter it, then mutter, the meat is permitted because we go based on the majority of the butchers, and which are from Jews. And we're not concerned that it's treifa meat, because if it would be treifa, then the Jewish butcher wouldn't sell it without an announcement to the non-Jew, who would then resell it in the marketplace because of the stumbling block for the Jewish people that would buy from that. And therefore it's permitted. And therefore here too, Rebbe said that we go based on the majority of the butchers, which are Jewish, and that it's kosher, even though this guy acted inappropriately. Now, Igadami, those say a different version. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said the following words. It says, Memnesha Shaita said, because of this fool, what does it mean that he's a fool, this butcher? Tichavin Litzur Lechavri, he's intending to bother his friend. He's lying. He's just saying, oh yeah, how do you know? Yeah, I actually was non-kosher. So on Anessa, so we should go in today and make forbidden kolam akoylan, all the marketplace, that's all the vendors that are in the city? No. Rather, one is permitted to buy meat even today from the non-Jews, since there was no announcement that was made. Now, on that, the Gemara asked, on this version, Taimedi chavin litzur lechavri. It sounds like, oh, the reason why Rebbe says not a problem is because this guy's just trying to bother his friend. And that's why he's saying, oh yeah, actually that was a different animal, which was not kosher, was treifa. But halavach, he sounds like, but if not for that case, if let's say we knew that he was telling the truth, I mean, he had acted inappropriately, but it actually was a treif animal that he sold to the non-Jew, that then, aser, that then it would be forbidden? On that, as the Gemara, but Vatanya, learned in the Braisa, which the first version had quoted, Rabbi Yaim, he says, Makaylin v'tabach Yisrael, if we have a marketplace that sells meat, and the butchers are Jewish, the meat that's in the hand of the non-Jewish vendors is permitted. And since there's a presumption of permissibility, so what, because of one non-Jew that this guy had actually sold to, we're going to say everything is forbidden? Why? Why don't we say like the first version that we say based on the Rav that it should be permitted, even though this guy actually did sell? The second version is saying it, we're not going to make it asa because he's actually just lying. He just wants to hurt his friend. But it sounds a bit of a saying the truth. It would be problematic, all the meat. Why? The law's a majority should say it's not. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Hachi, here it's different. That's not the same thing as Rebbe's Braisa, because the Ischazik Isura, there's already presumption of prohibition of Trefa, where we have that this guy was not careful, and he did sell Trefa to a non-Jew, and now we have to be concerned that maybe many non-Jews bought from that non-Jewish buyer who bought the Trefa, and then he cut up the limbs and sold it to all his non-Jewish vendor friends, and now we don't necessarily have a rive of kosher, and therefore this case is different than the Bryson. Therefore, he said that, yeah, if it actually was true, all the meat that day would be prohibited to buy from the non-Jews. Now, a halacha that we relate back to the halacha that we're discussing, Amar Rav. Rav says a new halacha. Basar, kivin shen salam in ayin, meat, once it's disappeared, it's eluded from one's eyes, meaning there was a moment that it wasn't seen by a person, even if it was sitting there all the time on this table, usher, then it is forbidden because maybe it was swapped with a nevela, with a non-kosher piece of meat, and we don't know because it wasn't seen the whole time, that meat is prohibited. And that is to give a mesvei from the brisa we brought before. Rebbe, I mean, he says, Makaylin b'tabach Yisrael, if you have a market of meat and the butchers are Jewish, so basa nimsa biyarav kechav mutter, the meat that's found in the hands of the non-Jews are permitted. Now, obviously we didn't have a Jew watching it the whole time. The non-Jews have the meat. So how is it permitted? It's basa shen esalam in the ayin. Says the Gemara, no, nimsa biyarav kechav mshani. If it's found in the hands of the non-Jews, it's different because he was watching over it. And we also know that he didn't slaughter it because we know that they get the meat from the Jewish butchers. And moreover, we said that he didn't sell him a trefa over here, because then that would be misleading the Jewish public. No announcements were made. Now, in contrast, Rav's halacha about meat that was just left at one's table, that's a concern because no human being was watching it. Maybe a raven came and swapped the meats and took the kosher and put non-kosher. So therefore, it's when no person was watching, not even the non-Jew, that's what Rav was saying is prohibited. But the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya, toshima, from the following braisa. Braisa says, Teshecha nuyos, kulon meichris basa shchutef. There's 9 stores in the city, and they all sell kosher slaughtered meat. But va'achas mecheres basa nevela, the 10th store, one store sells non-kosher meat. V'lokach me'achas men, and he bought from one of them. Now, ve'eni dem eiz me'lokach, he didn't know that there's a non-kosher store. He doesn't know which store he bought from. Says the b'raisa sveikei aser, his doubt is prohibited. And this is learned out from Sukkim in the last parak in Yuma and the first parak in Ksubis, that a halacha that's called kol kavur, whatever is permanent, whatever is stationary, actually, although there's a majority of 9-1, it's halacha is kemechtza. Mechtza is like 50-50, and this guy bought from something stationary, the stores are stationary, and therefore actually, like a 50-50 issa d'oraisa, it's going to be prohibited. In contrast, however, if ubenimtza, but let's say he finds it, it's something that was removed from its stationary area, it's not in the store, it's actually found somewhere out in the town, then halacha harayv, then you go after the majority, because now it's not permanent, it's not stationary anymore, and therefore, since the majority is kosher, it's going to be permitted. So what I mean, you found meat. Obviously, no one was watching it. It was lost, and you found it, and it's permitted. How is it permitted? It should be basish in the Salman min ayin. So the Gemara, no, hachinami benimtza biyarev kechavim. What does it mean that it's found? It means it was found in the hand of a non-Jew, but it was being watched by a person, so it wasn't a raven that swapped it, and this non-Jew was watching it. And yes, we assume that it came from a kosher store, because the laws of majority tell us that it's kosher. So it wasn't basish in the Salman ayin. It was found, not on the floor, but in the hand of a person, albeit a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, Toshim, let's bring a different raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, which is told about a city that both Jews and non-Jews dwell in. Says the Mishnah, Matzah ba'basar, someone finds a piece of meat in the town, imchai, if it's raw, so halach achariv tabachim, you go after the majority of the butchers, and if the majority of the butchers are Jewish, so it's going to be considered kosher meat, vim mevushal, and if the meat was already cooked, so although the majority of the butchers are Jewish, but halach achariv eichli basa, then you go after the majority of the consumers of the meat, because obviously cooked meat is not falling from a butcher. So even if the majority of the butchers are Jewish, it's going to be forbidden because maybe it fell from a non-Jew. But one thing we see is that when it's raw meat, even though it's found, you go up to the laws of majority. If the Rav are Jewish, it's going to be mutter. Why? It's Basa, Shad Nesalman Ayin. Now, says the Gemara, V'chit, Emachin, I'm going to say heroes like you answered before. Ben Nimtza B'yadav K'chav wasn't found on the floor. It was found in the possession of a non-Jew, and therefore it's not Nesalman Ayin. It wasn't concealed from human sight. But Mavushal, Holch Acher Rav Eichle Basa, but then, if that's the case as Toma, then the Sefer, which says that it was cooked, then you go after the majority of the consumer of the meat, and that's how you qualify if it's kosher or not. So therefore, if, let's say, most of those who eat the meat are non-Jews, then it's aser. But why is that the qualifier? But then, if it's found in a human's possession, then benechsi, let's see. Who's holding it? If a non-Jew is holding it, then it's forbidden, because obviously we would assume that it's his, and it was cooked by a non-Jew, and we could assume that it's not kosher. And Ed Yisrael Nakalein, or check if a Jew's holding it, then it's going to be permitted. Why are we saying it's based on the majority of those types of people that cook the meat? Rather, obviously, it's told about a case where it was found laying on the ground. And still we see that it says, if the majority of the butchers are Jewish, that's going to be permitted. That contradicts Rav. It says the Gemara, no. You're right, it was found on the floor. But skin, what are we talking about over here? Where this person, he was standing and he saw from the moment that it fell from that person to the ground. So as long as the owner was holding it, it wasn't forbidden, even if it was a non-Jew. Because like we said, if a non-Jew finds it, I mean, if it was found in the possession of a non-Jew, it's permitted because no raven was taking it. Here, however, when it was on the floor, and we don't know who the owner was, but we know it was an owner, then it's gonna depend. If it's raw, then we go based on the butcher, it's permitted. If it's cooked, we go based on the, if it's a non-Jew, then it's gonna be prohibited. But it was never in this alma and the ayin, even though it was found on the ground. So Moshe says, Tashem, let's try to bring a different raya. This time a Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. Mishnah there starts off, someone finds meat in the Azar in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, if it's limbs, then we would assume it's a Karban Oila, because that's how they usually cut up the pieces of a Karban Oila to burn all of that on the Mizbeach. Now, continues the Mishnah, Nimtza Begvulin. So let's say we find this meat out of the Azar, out of the Beis HaMikdash. So if they're Evarm, if they're limbs, so then Nevelis, we assume that they're Nevelis, their limbs from an animal that wasn't properly slaughtered. Because that's how they usually cut up when they're cutting up to limbs, because big chunks, because they're just using it to throw into the garbage. So if you find it as limbs, you have to assume that it's a Nevela. Chatichas, but if it's sliced up, then with taris, then you're assuming that it's permitted because you don't usually slice up pieces of meat that you're throwing into the garbage anyway. And moreover, the case of the Mishnah there's talking about, that the majority of the butchers are Jewish. So since it was cut up into pieces, obviously it was cut up to be eaten, and therefore we could assume that it's permitted. But one thing we see is that you're finding meat and it's permitted. Why? Even if it's kosher, it's basa shen salman ayin, might have been changed by a raven, and it should be forbidden. And says the Gemara, and if you're going to say like you answered just before, that no, because the person was standing and he saw that it fell from someone, so it was never without human supervision. It's just that, okay, so we don't know what the meat was. Was it kosher or not? But if it was sliced up, we know it's obviously kosher meat, and we're assuming that from the butchers that are majority are Jewish, and it wasn't Salman Ayin. But then that's the Gemara, but then Evarm Nevela, so then you're saying, but if it was, you're saying if you found it limbs, it's Nevela, we have to assume it's not kosher, but why? Amai, why is that the case? If you're saying that it fell from the person, I mean, if you say that you find it, so why is it there? If it's limbs, so the guy threw it there as garbage because it's not kosher anyway. But if you're saying that it fell from him, and that's how you saw it the whole time, so then why are we assuming that it's Nevela? Could be, it was just limbs, and it was middle of transporting it, but it ended up cutting it as slices. So says the Gemara, you're right, but midu hutayma el Rav, who are we quoting this Mishnah to ask? We're asking it on Rav. We're saying it's difficult from this Mishnah, because this Mishnah seems to indicate that it's permitted. And Rav says any meat that we don't know if it was supervised at all times is not going to be kosher. That says the Gemara Ha'idmar Allah, but we actually said an explanation of that Mishnah that there's actually machlokes how to qualify and define that when you find sliced up meat, that it's mutaris. Rav said, Rav Amar Mutaris, when he says that the sliced up pieces are permitted, it's Mishum Nevela. All it means to say it's permitted from the prohibition of the Tuma of Nevela. And that is, it's not going to have the tumma. Nevela has a severe tumma of its carcass. And so too, if you eat it, the person's not going to get lashes because it's a situation of doubt. But the eating it? Yeah, the eating is going to be prohibited. Like Rav says, simply, he holds always because of basa shen salman ayin. Now, in contrast, by when you find limbs, then we presume and assume that most definitely it is nevela, and if someone would need it, would actually get lashes. This we're saying it's the mutaris, it's just that we're not saying it's going to have the tuma and the severity of a nevela. The Levi amar mutaris b'achila. Levi says it's permitted to be eaten. Yeah, according to Levi, that's obviously not like Rav, but this mission is not ever going Rav because he actually qualifies, actually forbidden to eat. When it says mutaris, it just means mutaris from the tuma of nevela. Now the Gemara says, now that we've resolved all the questions from the Tanoic sources on Rav, the Gemara says, v'had the Rav. Now, this whole halach of Rav regarding Basish and the Salman Ayin that wasn't supervised the whole time, that's going to be prohibited, la befeirish itma. He didn't explicitly say this halach, el machlol itma, rather it was inferred. Because the Rav have a yasev amavra di ishtatotis. Rav was sitting by the place of by the crossing of the river ishtatotis, and chasla hu gavri saw a certain individual. The Havakaz would continue to Medbe, he's Machavaresha, he was eviscerating, he was disemboweling the head of an animal, and he was washing out in the water over there by the river. Now, Nafalmine, the head actually fell out of the person's hand and fell into the water. So, Azal Isi Silta, he went and he brought a basket, Shada, he threw it into the water, and Asik Train. And he actually, when he went to pull out the head, actually two heads came out. Some Rav. Rav said, Avdi Nami Hachi, is this how it usually happens? That someone loses one object and he ends up finding two? In other words, obviously there were other heads there beforehand. And therefore, Asrinu Nahalei, Rav said that the heads were forbidden from. Now, Amrli Rav Kahana, Rav Asil Rav, they said to Rav, Di Surish Chichi, why are you saying they're forbidden? You think that only prohibited elements are common, the Hateru Lo Shchichi, but permitted meat is not common? What do you mean? We could be even talking about a city that the majority of the butchers are Jewish, and therefore we should assume that they're kosher, not forbidden. On that, Amalahu, Rav said to them, no, disur shchichit fei, it's more common to find something that's prohibited, and this is what you're finding here in the bottom of the river, and therefore, this is where the source of the halacha, that since it was in the Salman Ayin, he didn't see it the whole time, therefore it's forbidden. Now that is the Gemara, going back to what we said, that this halacha wasn't explicitly said, but rather it was inferred from this incident. So the Gemara asks, so what's the difference? It was explicit or inferred, but most definitely we infer from this halacha that since he didn't see it the whole time, and although he went right after and picked it up, it's prohibited when you find the head that he had lost. So the Gemara says, no, there is a relevancy, because you can't really rely on this halacha from this incident so much, because you could say that when the majority of the city is actually Jewish butchers, and in a regular situation, Rav would agree that it would be permitted. And only over here, parvata da'ivdi kechav mahavad, there was actually a port of idol worshippers where, yeah, there is more commonly defined iser, and that's why he said it's forbidden for this person, that it was in the Salman Ayin. And Teda, you should know, because the Kamalu, what did he tell them? What did Rav answer? Said, the Isur Shchichit Fei, here, something prohibited is more common, and therefore, that's why it's going to be prohibited. But maybe we're actually Heter is more Shchichit, like Rav Tabach Yisrael. If a person wasn't supervising the whole time, maybe you would think it's permitted. Therefore, we have to say there was Mechlol Itmar, although the Gemara is saying that that's Talacha, but just know that it wasn't explicitly that he said it, but rather it was inferred, which again, there would be, we would have relevancy in saying that it wouldn't necessarily be that way. But Ella, rather, but the Gemara asked, but Rav Hecha Achol Bisri, now that we know that Rav does say that if a person has not seen a piece of meat the whole time, how could he ever eat meat? When do you have something that was always watched the whole time? So the Gemara says, yeah, either b'shaita, either at that moment, right when it was slaughtered, d'loy olam ein minei, right then he would eat the meat when there was never a moment that it wasn't watched. Or you say, if you want, you could say, b'tseyaru v'chasuma, if it was tied and sealed, so then you know that this wasn't swapped because it has a defining characteristic to it that it was sealed right after it was slaughtered. Or if you want, you could say b'simana, a different, distinct sign. He would cut every piece of meat he had into triangular, that is three corners. And he would make it for a sign so that his family members, his slaves, should not steal his meat. But that's the same idea you could use over here, that if you cut it into a specific shape, so you know that this is that which was slaughtered and therefore wasn't changed, those would be the options for Rav to eat the meat. As Gemara actually illustrates with the story that Rav Habaka Azla by Rav Chanan Chasne. Rav was going to his son-in-law, Rav Chanan, and Chazi Mavra, he saw a ferry, the Kasilape, that was coming to him from the other side. Amma, he said, "Ooh, Mavra Kasilape, the ferry is coming to me? Yemetav Lagav, that there's a holiday going on today." Meaning, it's a good sign for someone who's a traveler that the ferry comes by itself before he even calls for it. So he said that it must be a Yom Tov today in my lodging that night when I'm going to, you know, go to sleep, go where I'm going to stay that night. Now, Ozel come above him. When they came to his son-in-law, he stood by the doorway, and Eidik bebizid the dasha. And he went and he looked through the crack in the door. He saw that there was an animal that was hanging, meaning the meat that was being prepared for the festivities. Tarf above, he knocked on the door. Nafik asa kula amalapay. Everyone came out to greet him. Asa tabachinami, the butchers also came out. Loyolam Rav einimine, but Rav didn't keep his eye away from that meat the whole time. Amalhui said to them, to the butchers, Eicha hashta. Now, if I would have been relying on your shmira, on your hashkacha, on your watching, Safisa Luis through Libnei Baras, you would have been feeding to the sons of my daughter. You would have been feeding something that's problematic because you were malamayin. You weren't watching it the whole time. Now, Loyochel Rav Mahu Besser, Rav didn't eat from that meat. So the Gemara wonders, my tem, what's the reason? Imishu Malumi, if because it wasn't watched, Haloyalim, it wasn't not watched. He had made sure he was keeping his eye on it the whole time. Ella Dinachesh, rather you're going to say because he violated on what's called Nichesh, which is that he had made a sign for him that if the ferry came, oh, must be that it's going to be a Yom Tov for me today. Which Nichesh is a prohibition in the Torah, and since he violated that, so he didn't want to eat from the meat. But Vamarav, Rav said, Kol Nachesh She'enai, any Nichesh, which is some type of sign that a person gives to himself, that he relies on some type of divination, that's not totally relying on it. Eliezer of Avram, like Eliezer, the slave of Avram, was, where he said that if this girl gives me to drink, I'm going to speak to her, but if not, I'm not going to speak to her. Uki Yonison ben Shaul, like Yonison, the son of Shaul HaMelech, who he said to the one with him, he says, if they tell us, come up, then we'll go and we'll conquer them. If it's not so totally reliant like that, ain't a nachash, that's not violating this issa of nichash, which is some type of superstitious type of reliance, and he wasn't like that. He just said, oh, must be a good sign. So that shouldn't be problematic for him eating the meat, which was the result of the good sign. So why didn't he eat the meat? El rather says a different reason. Sudas Rishos Havio. It was just a voluntary meal, and Rav wouldn't eat from voluntary meals, like when a daughter of a Talmud Chacham gets married to an Amah Oretz, which the Gemara Pesachim Dav Mem Tesem says that's not a Sudas Mitzvah. So those that he wouldn't eat if it was a non-Sudas Mitzvah, and that's why he didn't eat from the meat. Now, relating to the previous incident, the Gemara tells us that Rav Bodig B'Mavra, Rav would inspect regarding the ferry. If it would come in an efficient manner, he would go on the ferry. But if it was difficult for him to find it, then he wouldn't go. He would take that as a sign. V'shmul badig b'sifr, Shmul would inspect in the safer. If he opened up to a good pasik that was positive, then he would go. If not, not. Rav Yechanan badig b'yinuka. Rav Yechanan would check with a child. He would say, tell me your pasik. And if it was a pasik that told him yes, he would do. If not, not. As the Gemara illustrates, Kulishnei deRav, all the years that Rav was in Bavel, when Rabbi Yechon would send a question or response from Eretz Yisrael, Havakasal Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon would send in his letter, Lekadim Rabbeinu Sheba Bavel, in honor of our teacher in Bavel, referring to Rav. Now, Kinoch Nafshi, when Rav passed away, Havakasal Shmuel, then he would send letters to Shmuel, Lekadim Chavereinu Sheba Bavel, in honor of our colleague in Bavel. Now, Amar Shmuel said, Don't I know something that I'm proficient more than Rabbi Yechanan that he doesn't know and that I could be his teacher? Why is he sending me colleague and not like Rav, teacher? So Kasav Shadulei Ibur Deshit Neshnei. So he went and he sent him the intercalations, the calculations of 60 years of the calendar, which Shmuel is very proficient, as many Gemaras elsewhere says. Now, so Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Hashtachush bonna ba'amayada. He says, okay, all I see is that he knows calculations. He wasn't impressed to treat him as his Rebbe. So Kosef Shadalei Tlesa Gamli, so he went and he sent him 13 camels, which is not necessarily that, but many Sveiki Treifasa, many different types of doubts in the laws of Treifas. Or another interpretation, it's actually referring to those birds which are doubtfully not kosher, as the Gemara says in Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. So Amad, then Rabbi Yechanan said, ooh, Isli Rav Bavel, I have a teacher in Bavel, Ezel Achazi, let me go and see him, because he obviously was very proficient to know what was a problematic question in the laws of Treifas. So Amalei Linuka, before he set off to Bavel to visit Shmuel, he said to a child, Psukli Psukich, tell me your pasuk that you're learning. So Amalei, Korma pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Vishmuel Meis, and Shmuel died. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Shmamano Nachnaf Shed Shmuel, obviously Shmuel passed away, and therefore he aborted his trip to Bavel. Now the Gemara actually tells us, but Lahi, actually, Shmuel had not passed away. Leishach of Shmuel. Rather, it was just that Rabbi Yochanan should not have to go through the effort to go to Babel. That's why that was the pasuk that was said to him. Now, Tanya learned the Braisa, continuing on this theme, Pshimin Lazaimi says, Bayis Tinik Veisha. If someone built a house, or just had a child, or married a woman, Avabisha Inachash, meaning although it's forbidden to practice Nichush and to rely on this type of sign, but yes, Simon, there's still a sign, something, that if someone's successful in his first business venture after he built a house or had a child or married a woman, it is a sign that he'll be successful. And if not, a person shouldn't push that too much because you should be suspect and concerned that maybe you're not going to be successful. Now, Amar Balazi, he says, that's only if it was established 3 times after that thing that he was successful or not. We find the pasuk in Bereishis that Yaakov tells his sons, Yosef inenu, Yosef is not here anymore. The Shimon inenu, Shimon is not here anymore. That's 2. And if Ves Binyamin Tikach, if you're going to take Binyamin, then as the pasuk says right away, Olai Hayuchlana, what he was trying to say was, then there's no trouble and travail that's not going to be prevented, because if it happens 3 times, that's a sign that is really going to be problematic. So you see this idea that it's, if we establish 3 times, then that's considered a chazaka that this thing would either be successful or not. Now, continuing to the main theme of our Gemara in this parak regarding the Gid Anoshim, so the Gemara says, "Bayimene Rav Huna Merav Becharuzin." Regarding this related teaching we had from that of Rav, which was the Basish and the Salam and the Ayin. So Becharuzin, if the meat was placed on a string and then it was Nisalam and Ayin, it wasn't watched the whole time. Now, what's the halacha? Will that also apply to the Issa Basish and Salam and Ayin? So Amalei, so Rav said to Ravuna, "Al tiyish shayta becharuzin. Don't be a fool with your question regarding this, that it's string together, because they're most definitely hareis simon. It's obviously a sign. It's the same one because you have a defining characteristic that it was on that you had stringed it together." Or another interpretation is should be read, "Al tiyish shayta. Don't be a fool becharuzin hareis simon. If it's stringed together, then it's most definitely a sign." Now, Ikedami, that those that say that it actually wasn't a question, it was said as a teaching. That Amar Huna Marav, Becharuz Nareza Simon, if it was stringed together, then that's a sign, that's not a problem of this halacha of Rav Abbasash and Samanayin. Now, Rav Nachman Arda, Ikla Labei Rav Kahana Lepumnara, came to the house of Rav Kahana in Pumnara, Bemala Yemeti Kippurah, and Erev Yemeti Kippurah. Now, Asa Irvi, so ravens came that day, and Shadu, they were throwing Kavdi Bikol Yasa. They were throwing from wherever they got it, these livers and these kidneys. So Amaleis Rav Kahana said to him, "Shkol v'achol, take it and eat it." Why? Ha'idna deheter shchirch tvei, because today it's more commonly that there's going to be kosher meat, because today Erev Kippur, when everyone's eating as a mitzvah to eat on Erev Kippurim, most of the people that are slaughtering are Jewish. Now, moreover, we don't have to be suspect that maybe it's a trefa, because most animals are not trefas. So therefore, there's no problem of eating that meat. Moreover, the Gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Oven itved le karkashta, and the Gemara says, Bei dana. He lost the colon of an animal, one of the intestines of an animal, by the barrels. Now, Asla came in Rav Huna, he came in front of Rav Huna when he found the colon, he wanted to know if he could eat it. Amalei said to him, Islach simona begave? Do you have a defining characteristic regarding this colon, that it's from that animal that you had? Meaning, as Rashi explains, because Rav Huna held like his teacher Rav, that said that if once it's halama, once it was, you didn't see it the whole time, it's going to be prohibited. Which Rashi actually tells us that halacha is not like that. Rather, we rely on the Mishnayis, like we said, if you find pieces of meat out of the Azara, or we said a different text that if you find meat, although we had explained that, it's not difficult on Rav, because it's Bo'imid V'Re'u that he saw and he saw it the whole time. That says Rashi, those are what's called Shinui Dechiki, those are contrived answers just to resolve for Rav. And although we say that halacha is like Rav by Isuri, by prohibited law, Rashi says it's only in his dispute with Shmuel. But when he disputes with our Mishnayis, which seems to clearly indicate that even though it's in the Salman Ayin, that's going to be Mutter, so the halacha is actually that's going to be permitted. As we find the previous incident, Rashi says Rav Kahana said to him, Shkol v'achol, even though it was in the Salman Ayin, he just took care of the problem that it was not from non-Jews, but rather from Jews, and we don't assume that's a treifa. But what do you mean in the Salman Ayin? Says Rashi, see from there too, that Rav Kahana also held that, and that's the way Rashi understands it, that it's even though it's bus in the Salman Ayin, that's not a problem. But these incidents are going like those who follow Rav, that hold that it is prohibited. So he says, do you have a sign? Someone lay says, no. So he says, look, okay, but Islach Tvias Ein Begave, do you recognize it? Amalei in, he says, yes. So he says, if that's the case, then you could take it. That will also fulfill the obligation of knowing that it was from the one. Because if not, then you have to be concerned for the halach of Basash and the Salman Ayin. So to another incident, Rav Chanina Chayza itved legaba de bisri. He lost the back part of an animal, of its meat. Asla kamed Rav Nachman, it came from Rav Nachman. When he found it, he wanted to know if it could eat it. Amalei said to him, Islach simon begave, do you have a sign to know for sure that's the one? Amalei lay says no. He says, Islach tvias ein begave, but do you recognize it? Amalei, and he says, yes. Imkin zil shkal, says, okay, if that's the case, that's also going to be sufficient. Another incident, the Gemara says, Rav Nosson bar Abaye, itved lekibur de tchelta. In a related context, he lost a spool of blue wool. Now, that also has the requirement of being recognized because we don't want it to have been switched with indigo. The halacha is that tzitzis requires tchelis, specifically that which comes from the chelaz and the type of snail, that a fish that comes from the sea. But the indigo, which is from a different source, looks like it, which is actually not fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis. So he had lost it and then he found it. He wanted to know, could he use it for tchelis? So Aslak Hamid Rav Chizda. Amalei, Islach Simon Begave, says, do you have a sign? Amalei Loi says, no. He says, but Islach Tvias Ein Begave, do you recognize it? Amalei, and he says, yes. He says, in Kain Zilshkal, he says, if that's the case, go ahead and take it. Now, based on all these incidents, Amar Rav, he says, and the Gemara says, Meresha Havamina, initially I used to say, Simona Adav Mitfias Eina, that a sign is better than recognition. Why? The Hamadrinan Avedasa, we return a lost object to any person, Bisimana, with an identifying feature, with a sign that the person gets back the object. Now, as we continue to have Tzadik Vav Meralef, but V'loy Madrinan Mitfias Eina, we don't return to just any person with the recognition, and the only one we do is the Talmudic scholars, the Gemara says, Neil Metzias, but Metzias of Chav Gimel Mabez. So I always thought that a simon is better than recognition. But says Rav, but now that I heard these teachings, that we see that even regarding prohibited law, regarding tchelis, regarding the eating of meat, that we said that it's permitted with just recognition, so I'm going to say that even recognition is actually even better than a simon. And he says, because if you don't say this idea that regarding prohibitory law that tvias ayin, just recognition, is okay, how is a blind person permitted to have relations with his wife? He can't see. How are people permitted with their wives at nighttime? The caller rather must be recognition, that he recognizes her voice, and you see that recognition is enough even for prohibitory law. So here also the same thing will be with recognition, that it's going to work. Now, as Rashi points out, why is it different then by the laws of aveda, of a lost object? Why don't you return it to every single person with recognition? That's for a different reason. That's because of the lust for money, where we're concerned that he might lie. As the Gemara says in Makas of Chav Gimel Beis, that theft and arayas are things that a person desires and he lusts after them, so that's the reason why not. But really the truth is, it wouldn't be regarding the element of discernment, because really, even regular people, as we see over here, we do rely on Tvias Ayin in regards to the halachas that apply, and their aved is just because of a concern that a person might lie. But in general, regarding meat and regarding tchelis, we rely on tvias ayin. Moreover, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid of Masharshi, says, Teda, you should know that actually, like we were saying before, that tvias ayin is even better than a simon, is because de'ilu asu bei trei v'amri. If two people come along and they say, Plania, that person who we never saw him before, but the high simon of a high simon, he has this and this identifying feature in his clothing and in his body, and we know that Katal Nafshi, he killed the person. Look at Linle. We wouldn't kill that person based on that because we don't know for sure that it's that person by just giving identifying features. Another person might have those identifying features too. Ve'ilo Amri Islan Tavias Ein Nebegave. But if they say that we recognize this person and we know he's the person, Katlinle, then we would kill him. That's regular testimony. So you see the Tavias Ein is even stronger than the Simon. And moreover, Amr Avashi says, Teda, you should know this idea. If a person tells his agent, Kari Leplani, go call that person, the high simon of high simon, he has this and this identifying feature. Safik yodle, safik le yodle. You're doubtful if he'll know the person, doubtful not, because you give identifying feature, this color here and that type of clothing, he might get the right guy, might not. But ve'ilu isle, but if that shliach has tvias in the begave, if he recognized that person, then kichas le yodle, when he's going to see him, he's going to know him. So therefore says the Gemara that actually, although we would have thought from the halachas of Aveda that simon is better than tvias ayin, that's what the Gemara is concluding. Actually, tvias ayin is even stronger than the simon. And as Rashi explained, Aveda is actually different than what we thought. It's simply the reason why you don't trust regular people tvias ayin. It's not because We don't trust their recognition. No, recognition is better than the siman. That's because of lying, because of lusting for money. But actually, tvis ayin, the recognition, the human recognition, is actually stronger than giving simanim, than hard concrete facts of simanim.